Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
The Burt Show.
So this case in Minnesota, I want to get some clarity. If this case was in Atlanta, would it have had the same result? And I've heard this as urban legend, but I've never heard confirmation from a police officer. The details of this case in Minnesota get a little bit cloudy, but at the base of it is this. Dude gets hammered. And here's my question for a police officer. If you get hammered, you're at opera Friday, Saturday night or whatever, right? You just get your drink off too much. They overserve you. It's their fault, not yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They put alcohol in the bottle.
Right. They were pouring them deep. I didn't. I mean, I just got a couple drinks.
Yeah. It's all about opera. So you just get your drink on too much and you drove down to opera and you know there's no way that you can drive back. You're hammered. You know it. But you go to your car. And you sit behind the driver's or behind the steering wheel and you crash. You put the keys, let's say you put them on the passenger seat, right? And you pass out in your car because you don't want to drive home.
Well, I can give you a real life example that's almost identical to what you're saying.
Okay, let me just finish this example and it's all yours. So about 2 hours later, 3 hours later, whatever, 4 a.m, police officer takes his flashlight to the window or whatever. So can you roll down your window? You wake up or whatever. And he says, I'm sorry, you're getting busted for a DUI. You're like,
what?
I'm sitting here crashed out of my car, man. I didn't want to drive. I'm hammered. I'm sitting here trying to sleep the whole thing off. Sorry, sir, you're behind the wheel of a car. You get a DUI. Even if it's not moving. This is exactly what happened in Minnesota. And the 3-judge panel said that, yeah, they weren't real sure if he was intending to drive or not when he went to the vehicle. And even though he passed out, they gave him the DUI.
See, I've heard it like if you keep the keys in the ignition, like, and you have the car either running or just keys are in the ignition period, that you can get busted, but never if they're like over on the other side of the car.
And that's the clarification I want from a police officer because I've heard that also. 404-741-Q100. This case in Minnesota, this dude had the keys on the console, so they weren't in the ignition. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if that does play a part. Now, if you're hammered and you go into the back seat, is it different than if you're in the front seat driver's side? Or do you have to be away from your vehicle altogether? Or does this not apply in Georgia?
That's my question. I think probably state laws are different.
When I was in doing the appearances at Vision every week for, I don't know, what, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, whenever Vision was open, I left the bar once, like when my appearance was over, and I was getting a ride home, but I just didn't want to be because I was having that whole overserved issue. So I didn't want to be whatever. So I went to the parking lot, sat in my own car in the passenger seat because somebody was going to drive me home, and sat there and waited, like slept, you know, sleeping, just wait, you know, killing time because the person who was driving me home worked at the bar. So counting money, putting away booze, whatever. And I took the keys out of my pocket and from the passenger seat started the car and turned on the air conditioning. It was lying in there and had a police officer come up to me and said, you can get – I didn't get in trouble, but he said
– for being on the passenger side too?
Yep. He said, just so you know, you're in a running car right now. You're the only person in there.
But that's the
difference. The car's registered to you. And he said, he said, it would be gray, but you could be considered the operator of this motor vehicle. He said, just to be safe, I wouldn't start it, and I would even go back inside and give the keys to the person who's going to drive you home, so there's absolutely no question.
But that's the consistency of the keys and the ignition here, except for that person that
you're
talking about. So
I want to get clarification. Where do the keys need to be?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to be
mm-hmm.
out of the car entirely? And Officer Alexander is going to answer those questions in just a couple of seconds. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey,
I went to the University of Georgia, and my husband was partying downtown and was too drunk to drive home, so he went to his car, which was in one of the town decks, and he did get in the driver's seat, but he reclined the seat all the way back because he knew he couldn't drive, but he stick the keys in the ignition, and lo and behold, he had a knock on the window, and an officer told him to get out of the car, and he was charged with DUI.
All right, so this case here is keys in the ignition, therefore DUI is what you're saying, right?
Yes. Okay. I think the officer told him that if the keys hadn't been in the ignition, that he wouldn't have been charged, and I think he might have even said something about if he had been in the passenger seat, but they said, we don't know that you weren't planning on driving, and you just passed out before you could, and he was saying, but I reclined the seat completely. It was flat. There's no way I'd be able to see, and it didn't matter, and they charged him with DUI, and he felt he should have been charged, if with anything, public drunkenness.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thanks. So really what we need to do here in a second is get clear.
I know why he drinks.
Well, I was thinking, the reclining thing, I saw somebody behind me on the interstate that was reclined in their seat. That doesn't mean anything, because there's some people that actually drive with
the seat back.
Lean back as much as possible is weird.
Hey, Ryan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, how's it going?
All right, dude, what's up?
I had me and one of my buddies at a gentleman's club down in Atlanta, and we were in the back seat of my car. It was winter time, so we had the keys in the ignition, had the heater running, and I got arrested for a DUI.
Back seat of the car.
Keys
in the ignition, right?
Keys in the ignition, but we were in the back seat, passed out.
Okay, let's get
clear. About 4:30 in the morning.
So
that's a consistent thing.
I got to tell you, that's actually, I would thank the cop, because you don't want to wake up in the backseat of a car with another dude in the parking lot of a gentleman's club. Like, when the sun comes up, like, you want that entire situation to be resolved in the dark. You know what I mean?
All right, this is Officer Alexander, who can tell us what the law is here in Georgia. Hi, Officer.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good.
All right, so we would really like to get some clarification on this, and then we'll go ahead and give away the Jonas Brothers tickets. In Georgia, what is the law as far as, like, passing out in your car, and where do the keys need to be in the car for you not to get a DUI?
You have to be in physical control of that car. So that car has to be in motion. You have to be in full control of it. So if you're in the driver's seat, you got the car running, and say you're passed out in the car, is engaged in the drive position, but your foot's on the brake, okay, you could be charged with a DUI. But if you're in parking, you're in a private property, and you're parked, and you're passed out the front seat, and the keys are on the back seat or on the seat, you will not get charged with a DUI in the state of Georgia.
Now, everything we've talked about up to this point is that people who were maybe not in the driver's seat,
but the car was running.
And the car wasn't running. There were some that were just saying that they had the key in, and the engine may not be running. Is the key to this the keys, where if they are not in the ignition, you will not be charged?
You will not be charged.
Okay.
Really?
Now,
it depends on the situation, too, the total picture. If you're passed out and your car is in the middle of the road, now we've had a case like this, where we've actually had somebody passed out in the back seat and the driver was crunched over the steering wheel in the roadway. It was an unsafe situation, no lights on. It was early morning, probably about 5:30 in the morning. He did not get charged with a DUI. Now, because when we spoke to them, they started getting belligerent, then we ended up charging them with disorderly conduct and public drunk. And both drivers went to jail, but they did not get a DUI.
Well, I would think if he was in the middle of the street, then he's proven to you that he's already driven the car drunk. So
I guess the question, officer, is that for people who are trying to keep from driving, but they don't want to get a taxi, they just want to sleep it off, if they decide to get in their car and sleep it off in a parking lot.
Get in the trunk.
Yeah. We just want to, you know.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So just saying that the answer is, if you decide to do that, then don't put the keys
in
the ignition.
Stay out of the driver's seat.
Stay out of the driver's seat. Keep the keys out of the ignition.
And keep the keys in the ignition.
Okay.
And don't do what my cousin did when I was in high school and fall asleep at a red light.
No.
Exactly. Oh, another prime example right there.
He was coming home from a bar and he had a few drinks and he goes, you know what? I know this is a long light. I'm just going to close my eyes for
just for one
two
second.
Minutes.
Just a second. Yeah.
And like he woke up to the boop,
no, that's drunk logic. Drunk logic always works.
I'll feel so much better if I can take a 90-second nap.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boda Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.